Jenny Lake is one of the most popular destinations in Grand Teton National Park. The area just got a close to $20.5 million upgrade through a partnership between the park and its foundation. It mostly focuses on trail improvements, orientation, and key infrastructure. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska finds out, it also made an effort to become more accessible for people with disabilities.
It's a warm, sunny morning as I meet Grand Teton National Park rangers under the flagpole at the Enhanced Jenny Lake Visitor Center.
It's 9 o'clock this morning, and already you can see the plaza is filled with people. There's lots of people that are arriving, and it will get busier as the day goes on.
That's Andrew Lanford. He's been a ranger for roughly 25 years, and a lot of that time has been spent at Jenny Lake. We are at the Front Country, where the Visitor Center building and plaza and store is located. People are wandering through the plaza, looking at panels on the ecosystem and wildlife they may encounter. There's also a 12-foot-wide bronze 3D map of the area.
It was designed specifically for someone who is visually impaired to feel the silhouette of the mountain range. And so you can see features that are very detailed. For example, the Teton Fault is visible. There's a line that goes through there. There's a line that goes through here.
I put my hand where Lanford is pointing and feel a crack right along the mountain base. That crack represents the Teton Fault.
We've tried to focus on accessibility. The entire project in the Front Country is accessible in terms of physical abilities, but also beyond that.
Accessibility has become a focus for the National Park Service. Back in 2015, the service was having a conversation about whether it was being inclusive enough to everyone, and it realized that visitors to national parks have some disabilities and are also older or aging. Jeremy Buzzle is in charge of the accessibility program at the National Park Service.
As people get older and as they age, they are more likely to acquire a disability. So to maintain our current visitorship, we also had to look at how we become accessible as people age into disabilities.
He says the great thing about accessibility is that a lot of the features end up being beneficial for all visitors.
We do a lot of work where we put out tactile experiences for people who are blind. So we might make a tactile model of the Grand Canyon or a tactile model of some kind of monument. Well, those are really popular with kids as well. Those kids can see, but they're getting the benefit of physically interacting with that.
We leave the Visitor Center Plaza and take the path towards the lake. Along the path, there are interactive stations that continue to try to give you an idea about what the area is all about. This includes models crafted by a sculptor of wildlife poop for a couple of species, including the black bear and moose. If visitors use an app, they can scan it and a black bear or moose will appear in the landscape. They've also developed a couple of concrete ramps to make it easier for someone to take a wheelchair up to the water.
I saw someone in a wheelchair down here yesterday, and I think almost every day there is someone in a wheelchair here. And before the project, they could not get close to the water or into the water.
Areas like national parks are a challenge for those with disabilities, but Kevin Stickelman of the National Abilities Center praises the effort to make things more accessible.
People who have different abilities are just as fascinated by the national wonders that the parks present to the able-bodied population, and they would like to go experience the same sights and sounds and wildlife and recreation and everything, you know, within the extent of their ability.
And the accessibility has been extended to the backcountry of Jenny Lake, just a boat ride away.
Welcome to Jenny Lake. My name is Marty. I'll drive you across. A couple safety things before we go. We do have life jackets.
On the west side of the lake, we begin a mile hike to Inspiration Point. It's an elevation gain of 400 feet. We hike past a newly built bridge, and the rangers point out parts of the trail which have been made easier to maneuver. However, there is also a drop-off on one side with a sheer cliff on the other, right before you get to Inspiration Point. But Lanford recalls one visitor taking it on.
And I remember coming across a gentleman who was 78 years old, clinging to the cliff in fear. He was standing on the trail, but on the cliff face, he had both hands up. He was clinging to that cliff face in absolute terror. And I asked him, I said, I'll help you down. And he said, I'm not going down, I'm going up.
Lanford says the man made it.
And for a lot of people, getting to Inspiration Point for them is like climbing the Grand Teton or climbing Everest. It's a major accomplishment for them.
And this is what the project at Jenny Lake hopes to achieve. Give the opportunity to everyone to challenge themselves to experience the wilderness. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Gadalska at the Center of the West in Cody.